Now, with all that out of the way, we have asked Jackie to come and speak on building a network.
I'm Jackie and I'm an addict. I feel like I'm like the president or something. They were Randy Knight yesterday. I don't like doing this. I was really excited about this weekend. My sponsor, my amazing sponsor, like bought packages for all of us to come and share this moment. And I was so excited until Crystal called me and asked me, about sharing this. And I told her I had to think about it. And she said, okay, you go ahead and take a couple of days to think about it. And then I said, I'm really going to have to ask my sponsor, like that was some defense, right? And she said, okay, you go ahead and do that because that's our last resort. So I knew I was doing this because I've never said no to Narcotics Anonymous. And it's strange about this topic because, NA is really, with the little cliches and the readings, and it's so thought-invoking. And sometimes with this topic, like, I've never sat around and thought about how I built a network in Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't walk into Narcotics Anonymous and think, I'm going to build me a network in here. I had no idea what anything like that was. I'm sitting with a woman, Lydia. This is crazy. I met her 7.5 years ago almost, and this is what my thought. It was like Narcotics Anonymous was so new to me. My story is this: once I got here, I've been here. I haven't left, and I didn't know anything about NA. When I met her through my first sponsor, I remember going to dinner, and I met Amy, and I met a couple other women like Dottie, just these women who I thought were just women that I'm meeting up. Like in my brain, I would never see these people again. And then I kept seeing their faces all the time. And and then seven years later, I'm here with her and Amy's here and several other people are in this room that without my permission, I built a relationship with. And it's crazy. Has nothing to do with ego. Somehow when they asked me to share this meeting, I took a look at the network that I built. It's catastrophic. It's like, and that's what I mean by the thought invoking of how did I build this network? I didn't plan it. So here's my story. 7.5 years ago, I was 47 years old, and I had used my whole entire life. Sometimes it wasn't that bad, and sometimes it was. I was an up and down addict, 3 children, a couple husbands, my family members. I didn't realize that there was anything wrong with the way that I was living. I thought that everybody, took their kid to school, made dinner, and then smoked coke at night, or really went off the rails on the weekends, but then you came back to being the mom, and that's pretty much was my pattern. And I'd hit moments where I would disappear for a couple of days, and I'd feel really bad about it, and then I'd come back. And throughout my whole using, I always kind of got it back together. For some reason, I always maintained a job. But here's what I did that, I didn't have relationships. Like, I didn't even have relationships with my family, with my children. Definitely not my husband's, because they're exes, right? I wasn't very good in that area. And I constantly, when I sit around and I talk about recovery or I do step work, sometimes something that comes out of my mouth, helping another individual or even doing my step work, will resonate with me later about really how I was living and how I don't live today. And what I used to do is I've never stayed in one place. Listen, 7.5 years almost, when I say that, is the longest time I've ever done that. This is the longest relationships that I've ever had, or the only thing that I've ever stuck to. And that includes parenthood. And that's a sad statement to make, considering I have three children. But what recovery has brought me is that I'm no longer that mother today. And my children really don't remember that part of me, because I did change who I was. And I changed it because when I did come in here and I asked this woman to help me, and I really didn't know what I was doing. The best way that I can tell you how I built the network that I have is because I just said okay to everything that you asked me to do. I said okay. Or if I was told what to do, I listened. I started, with this one woman who was my sponsor, who took me to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. It was crazy. And I didn't have any clue. I didn't have any clue what I was getting into. I just knew that I didn't do very well in my own life. And at the end of my run, I was homeless in Westside, Baltimore City, and I was not raised to be that person. I wasn't that person, but that was my first surrender that's who I was, and that's what I surrendered to, because I didn't know any different. And I'm here because I had a higher power that led me here. I didn't know that then, but he led me here. So when I came in, I really was, I surrendered. I wasn't quite sure what I was surrendering to, in Narcotics Anonymous. And like I said, I have the network that I have today because I did what Narcotics Anonymous and the women before me told me what to do. I did exactly what I was told to do. And I didn't think beyond the next day that I was in, because I was homeless. And all I knew is that I was clean that day, and somebody called and told me they were picking me up and taking me to a meeting, and they would introduce me to this woman, or even males. And I went to meetings, and then they told me that I had to do step work, and then they told me that I had to get a relationship with this God, some God, and then they would introduce me to a place, and then they told me that we're going here, we're going there. They made me go to a St. Patrick's Day party. They made me go to a 4th of July party, which was the first. These are the first events in my entire, since I was 10 years old, the first events that I didn't use some form of substance. Like the first time. Talk about a freaky situation. I was okay with the meetings. I was good going there. I knew we can't use there. You know what I mean? I knew that wasn't designed for that. But when I was invited to events, so what I'm trying to tell you is that I was extremely uncomfortable. I was extremely uncomfortable with doing these things. But I surrendered, and I made a commitment to listen and to follow. And that's what I did. And each thing that I did, and each uncomfortable moment, and each uncomfortable event, and each uncomfortable meeting, and each uncomfortable dinner with a table full of women I thought that couldn't possibly understand who I was, gained me a little bit more strength in Narcotics Anonymous, gave me a little bit more self-confidence. It gave me a new relationship that I had no idea that I would have still to this day. I didn't know. I had no idea. I kept showing up. I don't know how else to say that to make it more clear, is that from where I was from, I got the fact that I didn't know how to live. I got that. I got that, and I share it all the time. I was 47 years old, standing in a rehab in a line, because you had to stand in line and be told what time to eat and what time to do things, and I had to raise my hand for my number. At the age of 47, I was doing this, and something clicked in that line that day when we were following single file down to the cafeteria, that at that moment in my life, I had a 5-year-old grandson, and what clicked for me is that he was probably doing the same thing at that very moment. And I knew I went wrong. I knew that when at 47 years old, I had to be told when to eat and how to, and when I was allowed to come out of my room and when I was allowed to walk outside of a building, I knew that I had no idea what I was doing in life. I knew that I had no idea. That's all that I did know. I just didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what amazing world I was getting into. So I think for me, that surrender had to come first. You know, the fact that I really didn't know what I was doing. I no longer tried to control anything in my life. I completely let the women and the program of Narcotics Anonymous guide my next every single solitary move. That's what I did. And I just didn't know. I had a woman that grabbed a hold of me, and she took me to meetings for 365 days, and she sat with me in the hospital when I had a motorcycle accident, and she called me up every day, we're going here, we're going there. And she introduced me to other women. And the whole time that this was happening, I didn't know what was happening. You know, my theme with this whole entire thing with building a network in Narcotics Anonymous is that show up and follow instructions and get uncomfortable and do what you're told and have faith and trust in the women before you that are living a way better life than I was living. I didn't know how to live, and I was really excited to come into After I got my first key tag, I thought all this was really cool. I mean, like, I thought it was like, you know, because I didn't really have to think for myself anymore, and I had to follow, and I had to follow. They were secretly teaching me how to be a better person without me knowing this. You know, they were secretly teaching me how to show up for other addicts. They did all this stuff in front of my face, behind my back. They did it right in front of my face, knowing that I didn't know any better, right? What they were teaching me, and before I knew it, I had established relationships in this area, and then I was told, hey, let's go over here. You know, let's go over here. Okay. I just kept going and I kept going and I kept meeting new people. I kept meeting new people. And even in relationships, in my old life, a relationship that would fail, I would have nothing but bad things to say. And I would slam it, and it would, you know, it was a relationship. It failed. It was horrible. There was no integrity with it. There was no nothing. It was horrible. Here's what I learned after a couple years in Narcotics Anonymous. When I looked around at the network of women that I do have in my life today, a lot of these women in these relationships that I gained came out of failed relationships. So therefore, I really have nothing bad to say about a relationship that didn't work, because I got blessings out of it, you know, and it's taught me how to look at blessings from things that did not work in my life, you know. I went from West Side. I'm from West Side, Baltimore City. That's where I was born. That's where I was raised. That's where I ran from, and that's where I ran back to, and that's where I recovered. You know, I didn't know my whole entire life. I didn't know how to experience feelings. I didn't know how to experience anything. When I left home, I started leaving home at a really young age, and then I really just didn't stop until I got stuck on Catherine. I didn't stop, and I really didn't realize is that I was just a person that was full of fear, and I had no self-confidence, and, you know, I would act outwardly a different way, you know, I would act outwardly out of, you know, toughness and this anger. Or the best act I had was the bounce. You know, I left. I had no idea until I came into recovery really what I was doing was I was just running from myself. I was completely running from myself. I didn't know. I was scared. I was scared to learn these things. And the relationships that I built in Narcotics Anonymous, I'm talking every person that I know, whether I see you every day or not, I know you're there. Just like you know I'm here. You can't possibly have a relationship every day with someone that you've built a relationship with in here. And that's the beauty of Narcotics Anonymous. It builds you that thing where I don't have to call Lydia every single solitary day, or I don't have to call Amy every single solitary day. They're in my network, and then I have a group of people in my network that I'm on a daily basis with, but we're all in the same network. This is what I've learned. We're all in the same network. These women are here for me as I am for them. And that's the relationships that, and we're confident in the fact that I know she's here. Something changed in me by building these relationships. Everything has changed in me. A lot of times, when I get to that person where, like, this Narcotics Anonymous is just making my life unmanageable, I've had enough of this, it's a fishbowl that I live in, and that's the disease that's coming out in me that's looking for reasons for me to bolt from the relationships that I do have. And everything that you have, you can look at in a negative way as far as that goes. But really, at the end of the day, I do have a God of my understanding, right? And out of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I do step work. I go to meetings. I am of service. I have a service commitment. I'm an actual member of Narcotics Anonymous. And when I say I'm an actual member of Narcotics Anonymous, I just don't go to meetings. I take my seat. I take my service. This is, my life is built on recovery through this program. I'm wholeheartedly in this program. I'm 2 feet here. But when I hit those moments, sometimes what holds me here is the network that I built. Like, the network that I built is what holds me here, because if I choose to leave here, I would choose to leave you. And those are things that, these relationships that I've built, I am not willing to give them up. I have never had anything like this in my entire life. I have never built relationships like this. I didn't know anything like this ever in my entire life. And I'm going to go back to the same thing, is that I have it because I came in and I followed the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I followed instructions. I took suggestions. I went through uncomfortableness of, I don't know that I would have been friends with Lydia. And to look at the group of people that you're friends with, come on, look around. Do you think you'd ever pick these? Like, do you think, I don't say that to say that any group's better than the other group, but look, outside of Narcotics Anonymous, your mind and your thinking and your pickers as far as friendships go can be very narrow. I mean, look at the diversity of the people that you actually love in here. Look at the diversity of the people that you would actually lay your time down for, show up for when they pick up. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for any one of you that picked up the phone and you need my help. I don't have to know who you are. I know who you are. If I get a call from somebody, I got this person here. I got this person here. That's how this works. None of that would have happened for me if I didn't get uncomfortable with open to new relationships. None of that would have happened for me. It's really extremely important. And anybody that's close in my network knows I have a network. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened except for, like, you know. Jackie, how are you? Can I have a hug? Can I have a hug? I came here and thought everybody was clean, right? And this is all it was all about, right? When I came here, you know, like, and what I've learned is that no matter how long, we all struggle. Sometimes we all have moments that we struggle, and sometimes I open up the possibility to being your friend or to being a part of your network. I don't close those doors. I don't close them. There'll be sometimes I've sat in a meeting and I've looked at somebody for 2 years and had no reason to talk to them, and that person is really my best friend today. You have no idea what's going to come around in here that's going to open, you know, up relationships. And it just strengthens your bond here. You know, I sit around and watch some things like, there's no magic to what I've done when they asked me to do this. How did I build my network? How did I build my network? I didn't plan it. I built it because I came in. My sponsor said something to me one time a little bit ago. Jackie, the formula hasn't changed in here. The formula is the formula. It's worked for years upon years upon years upon years. It only works if you work it. You know, you struggle if you don't work it. She said, there's nothing more I can give you than what I give you. You just have to follow what I give you. And you have to follow the program in Narcotics Anonymous, and you have to put into it. And that's exactly what I do. I walk through uncomfortableness. I open myself up to you. I don't change. That's how I built a network. I came in here. I raised my hand. I said I was an addict because that lady told me I had to. She said I had to. You know, she made me share one time. You know, I remember, like, and I now remember these people that, you know, were like, I couldn't understand why you would want to talk to me, because, you know, I didn't get it. And if I would have bolted, I would have never got it. If I would have bolted, I would have never got it. If I would have opened myself up and walked through uncomfortable areas, I wouldn't have what I have today. I would not have what I have today. I can't fathom my life a different way now. Everything changes because somebody in my network always gives me something new about myself, about something I can do. This is the greatest. Narcotics Anonymous is the single most greatest thing that's ever happened to me as far as living life. It's given me the ability to take a look at myself, to take a look at change, to build relationships with people. I'm extremely grateful. I'm grateful for everybody sitting in this room. I can't imagine living another way. Where in the hell would you go? I mean, come on. Flaws or not, it is true. She said, the program is perfect. How can you expect people? We're all in here trying to get better. We can't be perfect. You know, you can't. And it's a we program. How do you do this without being willing to build a network, without being willing to have relationships? If you don't do that, you're truly not going to get the full benefit of what's here. So, I'm extremely grateful. I am so glad that this is over. I'm Jackie, and I'm an addict, and if I helped one person in this room step out of their comfort zone, then I did my job today. Thanks for letting me share.
And now I'd like to introduce Lydia.
Hi, I'm an addict and my name's Lydia.
Hi, family. What an amazing job, Jackie. It's like, okay, well, what am I going to talk about now? Anyway, first of all, I want to thank the East Coast Convention Programming Committee for asking me, I need to stand up, don't I? For asking me to come and share my experience, my strength, and my hope. And my prayer today is that I can touch someone, and that I can, as Jackie indicated, just step out of the comfort zone and reach out and find the network that works for you. I came into a meeting last night. So I had plans to wear something like really cutesy, a dress, and I gotta say this because I always talk about where I'm at. So when I saw this stage, those of you that know my story, it's like, I cannot do that. It's an honest program. So anyway, I decided to wear and cover up and all that, instead of the cutesy dress that you guys would probably see my underwear. But anyway, I needed to share that because I was very, very uncomfortable. You know, when I was asked to do this topic, and I'm saying the people that know me, that I'm better, I believe. I do better in the 101. I don't like, even though, you know, I've spoken in larger groups and all that, and I've done it for my job, it just doesn't feel good.
So I need to say that before I get started. And I was trying to read something, and last night I couldn't sleep. And the network, and how we build a network. Bonnie was so thoughtful. And she stopped by and brought Stan and I coffee. And then our roomies over here, they came in and brought us coffee. And I'm like, isn't that amazing that we don't know each other that well? But our fellowship as a network brings people together. And I was talking to Bonnie, and I don't usually throw out names, but, my network helps me. My network helps me a lot. And Bonnie and I had a conversation, and I was telling Bonnie how, you know, anxious I was about this meeting, and we had a nice talk, and she helped me put everything in perspective, right? And I sponsor Bonnie, but she put me back on location. And Bonnie has so much insight and so much knowledge that I need. I have no idea where I'm going, but I do have an idea of where I'm going. I mean, I'm not sure I'm going to stay on it. I might deviate, so please enjoy. Because I am not a controversial person at all. In my network that I've built, I've learned to come from a place of love, compassion, being soft. And I would always tell my ladies, if you want someone to beat you up, you want to be in an abusive relationship, I'm not the girl. Because when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and I want to go back a little bit, even though I come from a family of 10 girls and 3 boys, I didn't feel connected, you know. And then I wasn't easily attracted to what we say, women stay with the women, men stay with the men. And that changes. It's based on the individual's need, right? So it's not like that any longer. But when I got clean, that's what I was told. And, you know, I came in a very injured little girl and low self-worth and low self-esteem. And I was looking for probably a wrong network to connect, but the women cuddled me, right? And again, as I was looking, we just finished reading the workbook, Living the Program, The Journey Continues, and there is a section there that talks about connections, right? And I was reminded, and I went back and looked at it, but I also was looking at which steps, which traditions tie in, because, you know, I've been here for a little while, and I wanted to just really delve into 35 years of recovery, right? Because through God's grace and a sponsorship and my sponsees, I've stayed grounded here to be able to stay here and build an amazing network. You're talking about diversity? Holy cow. You know, and somebody talked about not only about race, religion, all that, but diversity of what we do, what our personalities, where we come from, our life experiences. And then why am I going to shut myself down and not have that network that could continue to fill my soul, right, my spirit? And our sponsorship family, and I have to say that I want to not only thank the God of my understanding and the women in my life and the men in my life that continue. Not only do I pour in them, but they pour back into me. That they've loved me so much on days that I felt unlovable. On days that I have had a low self-worth and low self-esteem for whatever situation was going on in my life. I have sponsees, like, you know, they brought me coffee, you know. And they just do things. And it's not what people do for me. It's how they help me to feel, right? So it's not tit for tat, and you did this, so I'm going to do that. Not at all. The network is about giving and an exchange. And that's what I've gotten in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, one of the traditions talks about as long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart, all will be well, right? And what I need to remember, that the ties that I build with people have to be exchange, they'd have to be mutual. We say, oh, it's unconditional. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, it's my opinion. Please don't. Not, it's not any. No, you guys created a monster sometimes. But what I've learned here is that you guys allowed me to be honest. and have helped me to stand for who I am and my conviction. It's okay. It's okay that I have opinions. And it's okay that I can say them. And some of the things that I want to share is that when I got clean, the network was the telephone. I didn't sponsor people through text. And network and technology, and you guys are like, how do I connect? It's a we program. Where do I fit in the we? Like, how do I give and how do I exchange? Am I just a taker or am I a giver? You know, I learned that I got to talk to my sponsor not only when I'm doing good, but also not only when my ass is on fire, but when I am in a good space, right? Because I give and I take and I pour. And the network can't just be a dumping ground. And then when I'm okay, then I deviate and I do other things. And please know, this is not a judgment call. It's not about anybody specifically. I am just sharing with you my experiences. Since we're talking about technology and making that connection and the networking part of it, you know, in my sponsorship family, we have what I call the vault. And also, in the network, there are many glitches, right? If you work in a network, the way the Wi-Fi and all that stuff that they use these days, and I'm still learning because I'm, you know, older. So when the network breaks down, it could be about gossiping. It could be talking about your sponsor to your other sponsor's sisters. It could be about letting your sponsor go via text. Here's somebody you trusted and you've poured and gave all this information, and we will text another human being that loves us, that's helped us. If I have enough love and trust to ask you to walk side by side, to have a front row seat in my life, why would you let me go or anybody go via text? That is like so cold, and that's not what our fellowship is about. It's about building, it's about strengthening, it's about giving, and let this relationship be exchangeable and reciprocal. Okay, do I allow people only in my network or in my sponsorship family in? Well, Amy doesn't like her, so I don't think I'm going to talk to her. Or, she's from the other family. That's not how we do. Do I walk in a pack by just my few friends, or do I extend myself, right? And look, when I got here, I was scared. I needed somebody to hold my hand to go to meetings. I don't like, even with clean time, standing around and who do I talk to? I want my network close to me. I want people to help me feel comfortable, because it's awful. For me, it was awful to come into a meeting, Narcotics Anonymous, by myself. Can anybody relate to that? Do you? Oh, yeah, yeah, welcome. Yeah, so it's like, oh my God, when we had open meetings, I cannot go to the coffee pot because they're going to look at me, right? The network, talking and sharing with each other, helps me to get out of myself and out of my head. My committee in my head can be overtaken by my network, by my sponsees, by people in my life that are going to say, girl, don't worry about it. Jackie, you got this, baby girl. It's okay. We're not speakers. We're not teachers. We're not preachers. We may do that for a living, right? Some of us may teach and all that. But when we come in Narcotics Anonymous, we're all the same. Religion, lack of religion, sex, whatever your flow is, go with it. I'm not here to judge you. And, you know, I did take a couple of little notes to make sure that I stay on track, right? Because if you know me, I go all over the place. And back to the vault. The vault for me is a place where you, me, anybody can come and feel safe. The vault is that even though the network may be having different problems here and there, that with that vault, what you tell me doesn't leave that vault. That vault is sealed with a chain, with a lock, and whatever. Because if you allow me in your network, doesn't have to be just sponsorship, you're trusting me with so much stuff that you were not able to share with anyone. How dare I, as your network, betray your confidence? I mean, your trust and comfort. Why would I do that, right? So when I look at my network and how to build one, it has to be not perfect, right? Because none of us are, and we're addicts, and stuff happens. And hey, I'm not going to say I've never gossiped. That would be bullcrap. I'd be lying to you. But when you trust me with your deepest, most inner feelings and emotions, how dare I betray your trust and confidence by sharing it with the other network, with other people in my, you know, in my network? It just doesn't fit what we in Narcotics Anonymous want to share with each other. A network for me is, what do I want to give? What do I want to take? Do I want exchange, or is it one-sided? You know, a long time ago is that we used to talk about not using our sponsor as a trash can. You know, that we don't just go to our network or our sponsor and just talk and talk about stuff, which is okay. Thank you for trusting me with your stuff, right? I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold it. I'm not going to share it. But how about your sponsor is human too, right? Your sponsor's got feelings. She's going through stuff. Or your network. Or a sister in recovery. She also needs for you to encourage her, to help her, to make sure that when life, on life's term, is dealing with her, you can show up and be available. You can show up and say, you know, how can I help? And that's how the relationships in this program are built. That we can look at our network nowadays is like, you know, due to the pandemic, a lot of us had to go on Zoom, right? And some of us, I got really comfortable with that idea. I missed the human touch and the human connection, but I also was able to go to different places. And I could travel and go and see and experience things that maybe I had not been able to do, because I travel, but probably not as much as I wish I could, right? So these networks that I build, even on a Zoom, you know, I'm still talking to people. I was able to connect with people like Joe. I don't get to see him that often, but we connect. So there's people out here that I'm building that connection. I'm building the trust. I am building that. I'm stepping out of my box, basically. Because when we come here, we may pick our network, right? Based on our beliefs, our background, where we are, and we do. I walked in packs, right? And nowadays, it's like, I'm okay, thank God, that if I need to go into a meeting by myself, thank God I am okay. You know, I'm okay, and I just love that, because I was the little girl that came in so scared that I didn't really want to even look sideways and look. No, I won't tell you what I did for work, but that's okay. But anyway, I was an exhibitionist. Let me just put it that way. And that was while I was high, sedated, and crazy, right? So when I come in Narcotics Anonymous, you take all that mask and you take all that stuff from me. I am like really insecure. I am not shy, but I am like, my confidence can, you know, not always be where I would like it to be. And when you guys allow me to do the step work, to do the necessary things, to work with a sponsor, because that's one of the main network connections that I have. You know, being able to work with my network as it relates to my sponsor, and what can she give me and what can we exchange. Her experiences, strength, and hope are helping me to continue to become the better person that I can be. Not that little scared, shy little girl that is afraid of the world. Because I'm telling you, once the drugs were taken, I cannot believe how insecure and scared I was, right? And through the steps, through a sponsor, through a network, women in my life, and people that are not directly involved that I don't sponsor necessarily, but women, even men, they've poured so much into me. that I just feel full. I feel full most of the time, probably 90% of the time. And all those fears that were there are gone. I'm not perfect. You know, my network, I hope that it's foolproof, and what I'm saying by that is that we each support each other, that we can be evolved. If somebody shared something with you, right, they want you to hold it. You know, and a lot of times, many of us have not learned how to do that, how to trust each other and build a relationship that can support each other. Let me see. I want to make sure that I stay on track because I have a lot of stuff that I want to share about. But because it's about a network, right? Building a network and staying connected. That 100% of the time, it's like if I disconnect myself of my network, let's say in the computer world, and I'm not even going to go there because I'm still, you know, from the old school, I would say, I'm still learning a lot. But if I disconnect me from the network, what happens? A lot of stuff is going to go haywire. You know, if I don't call my sponsor, if I don't stay in touch, and I'm always just texting because that's the new thing and it's okay, but I want to hear your voice. I want to share with you. So part of building that network and staying connected is about the here and the now. I mean, I was so excited just to be able to be at a convention, just to feel, because I'm a touchy, emotional person. That's how I get filled. Some people go into a basement and they hibernate and they get recharged. I'm not. I gotta go. I gotta go, I gotta talk, I gotta share. And one thing that I've learned about me is that I am more of a one-on-one person. I didn't know that. I like feel in my comfort when I'm just talking to you and you're talking to me. And I feel like it's just you and I in that conversation. But it doesn't mean that I have an amazing network. I have women that have saved my life so many times. And what I mean by that is by myself, even with yours clean, the disease of addiction wants to, you know, show up its ugly head in areas of my life. And sometimes it's low self-worth, low confidence. Am I going to get through this? Am I going to get through that? And when I have women in my life that have come up to me, even this weekend, and just giving me a hug, and they're saying, I'm coming to support you, it's like my heart melts. Because I'm a mush. I'm not that hard, junky girl that was in the streets and whatever. You, and I'll say you because you are a fellowship. You are my network, whether you're directly involved with me. You have helped me to become what I believe my higher power helps me to see and believe that I am an amazing person. That I give, that I can take, that I can exchange. And part of the network is finding comfort where you are. But remember that the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. If I only stay with my network, right? If I only just socialize with the women in my life, just the women I sponsor and all that, I am not sharing or getting additional information. And the way that the fellowship is, it's a universal, right? Totality of all people's races, sex, you know, and all that. And if I limit myself to my network, if I limit myself to just my little pack, as I call them, I am not giving freely. I am not accepting the gift of recovery, which for me is what keeps me coming. I stay connected. I am in the mess. I am involved, you know, in recovery, you know, as if you've been here a week or years, we lose people, we lose loved ones, and having to reconnect and connect with other people like a new sponsor or something like that, it's really, really like hard. I don't care how long I've been here, it's still hard for me to not as hard, let me not even go there. It's not as hard for me to reconnect, right? To utilize the network that is out there. Not just my girls, not the people that I'm, you know, my home group. No, it's other people because we all exchange. We're walking on parallel, right? we're going in the same direction, exchanging and giving, and we're growing. So if I limit myself, I'm limiting I'm limiting my help, and I never want to do that. You know, what else do I want to say about my network, right? And the topic, I should know it by heart because I looked at it 100 times. In the Living Clean Journey Continues, right? It talks about establishing a relationship with something greater than ourselves. Often that relationship can be a little stormy. We hold on to, we don't give up, we connect to our network, to a higher power, and other people around us. So if my sponsor is not available, if my BFF is not available, and whatever, right, where do I go to get additional help? We're a program of totality interaction. Like, we have so many things that we can give to each other. So I can't just based on, it's like if I plug into the network, right, and my lights go off, right, my network, I'm not going to have a reception. So I need to reach out to somebody else to help me, right? And I would ask for help, and that could be Terry, and that could be Bonnie, it could be Amy, it could be somebody else. But if I limit my help only to my network, I'm not going to get all the help that I need. You know, I'm trying to think of what else I want to say, because of course I had all these things I wanted to say, and now I don't. So as long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart, all will be well. So what does my network look like? My network, and I did not pick it, let me tell you. It wasn't like I chose, so-and-so got their college degree, so-and-so has this, so-and-so has that. I just showed up, and God blessed me with everything that I needed. Because when we're talking about a network can also be the network with my God of my understanding. How close am I feeding my spirit? I mean, how close am I staying with my higher power to fill my spirit, right? To connect. I suffer from a disease called addiction, and there's no known cure, but it can be arrested at some point and recovery is possible. But how do I use my network to help me continue to grow along the spiritual lines that the program talks about, right? For me, it's not only fellowship, step work, but for me is also identifying in the first step about my powerlessness and my unmanageability. And after I put the drugs down, right, what am I using? What am I using in the second step when I'm feeling crazy? Am I sharing with people? Am I telling my truth? Am I saying, I'm feeling insecure today. Can we have a chat? You know, communication for me has been so, so important because I'm the girl that will stuff it. Well, I used to be. I shouldn't say that. That's past tense. I used to be the girl that used to stuff it and then blurt out. You know, well, you didn't tell me that. Or, what? The, you know what I mean? Why didn't she, if she felt that way, why didn't she tell me herself? And that's how we interfere with our network. When we don't go into our safe place to talk to the people that we're involved with. Am I limiting my help? That's what I always have to ask myself about my network. Am I not giving what was so freely given to me? Or am I limiting it just to my little circle? And it's not a criticism, right? It's about building relationships, building a network, and what can I do to build and increase my network? Am I showing up? Or am I just MIA and only comes once in a while? And again, please know this is not a criticism. So what I want you to know is that I'm sharing from my heart of what has worked for me. To being truthful, to being honest, to being authentic and not being phony. That's also part of building a network, right? If you can't trust me with what you've given me, then I'm in trouble, right? The person that is trusting me, and I go and tell so-and-so, you know what? We can't do that. We can't expand. The broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. So I need to reach out. I need to go with somebody that's not in my network. I need to. I don't have to. And I can stay in my little cocoon, right? But I learned so much being here of the time that I have, that I can only keep what I have by giving it away. And I keep what I have by sharing it with others and not being so stingy. And if I'm in a place that I'm scared, it's okay, I was there, but talk about it. You know, I was at a place that I needed to be somebody holding my hand when I went to meetings, literally. And now, I don't need that. I can go into a meeting and be by myself. It's better when, not better, it feels safer. Not better, it feels safer when I see Amy and all the ladies and Vickery, all my network, and my husband's out there. He's a recovering addict too. And boy, do I have to build a network to deal. He has got to be... He has a built network to deal with me sometimes, because I am a recovering addict, you know, and I have my shortcomings, and that's another meeting, right? But I really want to share the truth, that my truth is that I can only give what I have, and if I continue to work and let people in and exchange and share and build my network, the higher my point of freedom, because I'm not just limiting my help. If I'm just like picking and choosing. So listen, I am running out of steam here, and I think I haven't talked that much, but that's okay. I don't need to, just keep talking because I have the time. I was looking also at Living Clean, The Journey Continues, and it was talking about different networks and different relationships. And something that I've learned and that I really appreciate, it's the ability to be able to reach out of my box. And I didn't do that before. I was like, when I was using, right, I would only pick certain people. But now I love that my network is so diverse. That United Nations. And I love that because different people give us different things, right? And it's the bigger the base, the higher the point of freedom. And that's what our fellowship talks about. To be able to be in a place that I am not afraid to tell you who I am, that I'm working on being truly authentic. That's part of establishing a network, right? A network that will give me not only what I want, but what I need to hear. Nobody to sanction me. They said, girl, you're wrong. You know, it doesn't matter. A sponsor can hold me accountable. You know, they can tell me and I'm okay with it because I'm a human being. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, right? And I'm working on becoming better. I'm becoming to work authentic. Just because I've been here a certain amount of years doesn't exclude me from my character defects to kicking my ass again and me being in a fetal position, right? So when I build a network and I have a relationship, I can call different people and I can connect with them. And that's what's important. I think I'm running out of steam and I'm not sure why, but that's okay. I don't have to carry it over. What I first want to do is say that I love Narcotics Anonymous with every fiber of my being. I work steps with my sponsor. I reach out to different people, not only my network. I no longer stay in a cocoon. I reach out because I believe that the broader the base, the higher my point of freedom is by giving, by exchanging, by being available, by building relationships with people here that have so much to offer. And that's what you guys have given me. So, I hope that I was able to give you something, but all I know is that I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous, and my network has allowed me to stretch beyond my wildest dreams, different people, different races, different culture, and for that I am grateful, and for that I feel so full emotionally that I can call whoever that is, and they don't necessarily have to be in my network, and they'll help me out. So everyone, I love you all. Thank you for blessing me today by asking me to share my experience, strength, and hope. And thank you for being here and being attentive and celebrating the gift of life and recovery. I will keep coming back.
Thank you.
like to thank Jackie and Lydia, the chair, for a really good meeting today. And I'd like to close with the serenity prayer.